It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
That's right, just in time for the weekend, rain is back in the forecast. Some people like it. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain how the very reliable precipitation in the Olympic Mountains will bring an army of meteorologists here next month for something called Olympex. First, let's hear your forecast, Cliff.
Well, today's going to be the last 70-degree day for a long time. In fact, yesterday got into the low 70s. Amazing. I mean, that's 10 degrees above normal. And we'll do it again today. But you better enjoy it, Bellamy, because this is going to be the last 70-degree day you may see forever. It's going to cool down now a bit. We'll have a lot of sun today, partly cloudy skies, highs, you know, around 70, maybe even low 70s for a few folks. So nice day today. But then over the weekend, we're going to have a series of weak disturbances coming through. Nothing terrible, nothing really heavy, but some weak fronts will be passing through our area. One should be coming through tomorrow morning. So Saturday will be basically cloudy. A few light showers floating around, more in the mountains, temperatures getting up to maybe 64, 65, something like that. And then we'll have a repeat on Sunday. In fact, Sunday might be even slightly wetter as another system comes through, some rain in the morning, maybe a convergence zone. So, you know, temperatures mid-60s at most. And then, unfortunately, another front, a stronger front, comes through on Monday. Temperatures still in the 60s and a little bit more rain. After that, a ridge builds up in the eastern Pacific. And so I think we're going to dry out. Temperatures back up to the upper 60s. And so, you know, a pretty nice period for Tuesday and Wednesday before another system comes through on Thursday. So you see the rhythm is different than a few weeks ago. We're starting to get back in the systems. A lot of them are going to British Columbia. We're getting a little bit of them each time they go through. And so the extended dry periods appear to be over.
Right. So we're back into this rainy pattern. Now, that's part of what has attracted the attention of NASA for Olympex. What is it?
So we have a major field program called Olympex that's going to be starting in a few weeks. And it's going to go through most of November and December. And it's going to be amazing. We are going to bring every weather asset you can imagine around the Olympic Mountains, extra radars, extra observing systems at the surface, three aircraft. All this stuff is coming together to describe the weather around the Olympex for one major reason, and that's to test the new NASA GPM satellite to see how well it does. Now, this satellite's really exciting because it has a radar in space. You know, you're used to seeing weather radars on your TV news, and they're at the surface. But this is an extremely good weather radar orbiting the planet. And so this radar is covering the entire Earth as it scoots around in orbit and the Earth rotates underneath it. And so what NASA wants to do is to figure out how good this radar is and how it can be calibrated better. And to do that, you need an area with a lot of precipitation, reliable precipitation, and where you can put a lot of observational assets in. And that's the Olympex. So that's what we're doing. We're going to evaluate that satellite using all this hardware on the ground and in the air.
So basically collecting the information and recording the data and then comparing it to what the satellite sees?
That's right. So we'll be able to describe with all this information, all these radars and aircraft, exactly where the clouds are, what are they made of, where's the precipitation, everything about that three-dimensional volume around the Olympics. And then as the satellite goes over, we can compare the two, see how well the satellite's doing, how can this satellite be adjusted so it gets a better precipitation on the ground. And so if this can work, then this satellite can determine the precipitation around the whole planet and even places where there are no observations, over the oceans, in the Andes, you name it, NASA will have a satellite that can determine the precipitation.
Interesting. And what will your group from the UW be doing?
Well, we're involved in a lot of the surface observations. Some of our people are measuring snow on the ground. I'll be doing the computer modeling. high-resolution modeling that'll show what the models think is happening and also provide predictions so we can stage the observational assets and the planes in the right places. So that's my group will be doing that. Other people will be manning radars and even going up into the mountains to get observing instruments in place.
Good times for meteorologists in the Northwest. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, it's wonderful. Thanks, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.